No matter where Hurricane Matthew actually hits land and where it goes along the East Coast,
agriculture is going to be affected.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Mark Brusberg first. Now that the forecast models indicate a hit in central Florida and a track taking it north,
we're going to have to watch for damage reports, not just to sugarcane and possibly citrus, but also some vegetables.
And as the storm moves north out of Florida,
we could see some very heavy rain and windy weather in the Cotton Belt, say from Georgia all the way up to eastern North Carolina. So agriculture is definitely going to be impacted.
Now, just how much of an impact?
We're just going to have to wait and see how this plays out.
Most livestock producers do have some kind of plan in mind for how to handle things during something like Hurricane Matthew. Dr. Brian McCloskey is a veterinarian with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. He says producers along the projected track of Matthew, especially if they're in low-lying areas prone to flooding, should be thinking now about possibly
moving animals to high ground, moving equipment to high ground, just making sure that the overall condition of the farm is ready for high winds to the best that you can, and for lots of rain, because that's really what we're going to see.
Also, the storm will likely bring power outages, which would disable pumps supplying water to the animals. If you have hog, poultry, or dairy houses, you may need ventilation systems to be working in there.
So you might want to go out and test your generators and make sure you've got them working properly and have adequate fuel for them.
And safeguard any records you have of livestock that you own, so if there are losses, you can document them and possibly get some compensation. While home and business owners in the path of Hurricane Matthew are busy trying to get their places ready to weather the storm, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is doing the same with its many offices and facilities that could get hit. Gregory Parham is the USDA's Assistant Secretary for Administration. He told us,
one of the things that we're doing in terms of preparation, of course, is making sure that employees and equipment are safe. Okay, we also have a number of laboratories that are in the path of the hurricane, so we're making sure that everything from plants to animals, as well as equipment, are appropriately cared for.
If a laboratory loses power, for example, years of research could be gone in just an instant. Scientists are working to reduce the chances of that happening. Also, Parham says USDA employees are being given liberal options to telework or take leave. The main thing, he says, is to keep them safe. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.